the Planet Man. This is the fascinating story of Danzo, the Planet Man, troubleshooter for the League of Planets organization, the law enforcement body for peace and justice in the celestial world, whose headquarters and center of operations are situated on the capital of all the planets, Planaria Rex. From Mercury to Pluto, wherever danger threatens the universe, you will find Danzo, the Planet Man, fighting for fair play. In a moment, the Planet Man. You will recall that Danzo with T21, the robot as his ally, had attacked the robot masters. The battle to the death is in full swing, with the forces of the robot masters closing in on Danzo's headquarters. Flats and Mira, unaware of what has happened, run for their lives.
We're coming to something. The tunnel's getting narrower, and I think I hear the sound of some mechanism ahead.
Perhaps we better stop here.
What for? We're this close. If the robot masters are ahead, if they know we're nearby, they'll come for us. Come on, it can't be far.
Do you really think Danzo is behind this revolt?
How else can you explain what's happened? Hey, look, just ahead.
The robot patrol. Coming this way. Flat, what can we do?
Nothing. Just cross our fingers and hope for the best.
Their defenses are beginning to weaken. They're still fighting back strongly, but their fire seems weaker. Look.
You are right. See, there goes one of the strongholds now.
Order the ground robots to close in. Hurry.
It's done. Better switch the jets to the other three masters. There's so little time. Danzo, Flats, and Mira are about to enter this area.
Are you sure?
One of our defensive patrols has sighted them in the main tunnel leading here.
Flats must not see me like this. He would never understand that I permitted my brain to be aligned to yours in order to fight the other robot masters. And I can't take the time to explain now.
I'll have the patrol take them into protective custody and hold them in one of the adjacent rooms.
Stop supposing, Mira. It's too late to run now. They'll ray us down before we get 10 feet.
Yes. Except they haven't tried to destroy us, Mira.
You there. You want to come with us?
Come where? Who sent you? Was it Danzo?
You want to come with us?
Who sent you? I won't move till you tell me.
You want to come with us?
Don't rush. We can't fight you.
I'm not moving until I...
Situation, T21.
The next few minutes will tell the story. The robot masters are definitely beginning to weaken.
And our own defenses?
Falling back, but still holding. Wait, Danzo. The enemy forces have broken through our perimeter in the third sector.
We must regroup our defenses.
There isn't time.
Very well. Then we'll ignore it and concentrate on our attack. If it succeeds, the attackers will lose their source of control. Work with me as closely as you can on this T21. There's no time for error. In the next few moments, we'll win or lose. I'm going to throw everything we've got at those three remaining robot masters.
What can we do?
You must stay here now.
Oh, brother, this whole setup confuses me.
It's all so crazy. just to sit here and listen as death comes closer and closer.
The enemy has approached to within 400 yards of our position. Another of the robot masters was just knocked out. Two to go.
350 yards.
I'm concentrating what's left of our forces on the two. One is beginning to weaken.
300 yards.
There, T-2-1. Only one left.
Better hurry. They're within 200 yards of us. Now it's 150. 100. Antro, here they come.
The climax is at hand. What was the final outcome between the remaining master control robot and the weakened forces of Dantro and T-2-1? We'll be back in a moment, so level off. When we left Dantro, he and T-2-1 were at the crucial point in their battle with the evil robot faction. In the meantime, Slats and Mira were taken to a safe spot in a secret tunnel at the specific orders of Dantro so that they would not be hurt in the ensuing battle. We find Slats and Mira quietly waiting.
This silence is worse than the barrage. I never realized how loud silence could be. Do you hear me, Mira?
What? Oh, I'm sorry, Slats. What'd you say?
Doesn't matter. At least so wrapped up and thought about.
I'm worried about my father. I'm afraid he's killed or injured. There's no one to help him. Without me, he's helpless.
That's tough. But how about us? We may be sitting right under the axe. The battle's over and we don't know who won.
It was close, T-2-1.
You don't know how close. We had 30 seconds left when you knocked out that last robot master.
I could hear the robots without the scanner. T-2-1.
What is the trouble? The battle is over. We've won.
Flat. Where is he? I forgot about him for a moment. He and Mira, were they...
No. The patrol robot is bringing them here now.
Let me do the talking, T-2-1. It will be a shock for Slats, and he's an emotional person.
Much further, Mira. I can hear some kind of mechanism ahead. You hear it?
You're right, Slats. That sound. There's only one thing that sounds that way. A robot master.
Here we are. You're right, Mira. Look.
A robot master.
Get behind me, Mira. They'll know they've been in a fight.
Take it easy, Slats. The fighting's over.
Dantro, thank goodness. Say, where are you?
Right here, Slats.
Here? Where? I don't see...
Here, in front of you.
Don't kid me, Dantro. Come out. There's nothing in front of me but a robot master.
And I'm part of it.
What? You're what?
Part of the robot you see before you.
What have they done to you? Dantro, I'll show them they can't do things like that to people. It's time somebody...
Slats, stop. It's all right. I'm all right. Really, Slats. I'm fine.
This is too much for me. Dantro, what's it all about?
Sit down, Slats. You too, Mira. I'll tell you all about it. And that's the story, Slats. T-2-1 had my brain linked to his control so that we could function as a unit in the battle against the other robot masters.
Where are you? Your body, I mean.
Immersed in a nutrient bath.
But can you transfer back again? I hate to think of you.
Have no fear, Slats. Whenever Dantro desires, we can reverse the frozen.
I'd like to do it now, T-2-1. Slats and I have a long way to go.
Very well, Dantro. I'll instruct the medical robot at once. You'll be on your way in no time.
Dantro, it's sure great to see you as you really are. Boy, is it good to be aboard the Alpha again.
It's just fine, Slats. Well, there's Mira. Mira, are you sure you won't reconsider and come along with us?
I'd like to, Dantro, but my place is here.
The colonists from the Mardi should arrive within a few days.
I can't thank you both enough for your help and for arranging to have the Mardi send some of their people to help repopulate this planet.
C21 will help them to rebuild. But you must see that they know the history of this place and that the robots never again are given the chance to take over. Even C21, as dependable as he is.
Don't worry. I know too much to ever allow anyone to forget what happened.
Yeah, we won't ever forget it either. Ready now, Denzel?
Ready, Splash.
Mira, I'm sorry about your father, but soon you'll be part of a new world. And perhaps, once things are established, you'll come to Planaria Rex.
It's a date. Goodbye, and thanks, both of you.
Let's go, Splash.
Right. So long, Mira. Next stop, Planaria Rex.
Well, our two friends are off to Planaria Rex. What has happened with the League of Planets during this prolonged astral trip by Danto and Flat? We'll be back in a moment. But first, here is a message the Planet Man wants you to hear. Tune in again for more transcribed thrills and adventures. Rocket millions of light years into space with Dan Troll, the Planet Man.